Annyeong, Chingu, it's your girl Kathleen, aka Kasunin, aka Sunin, and welcome back to another episode of Sunin Soapbox. Yes, here on Sunin Soapbox is where we rant about all things love, life, and the pursuit of music. Get into it, get into it. What's going on, family? What's going on? We are back. We are back. If you are a first-time listener to Sodin Soapbox, hello. Come on in. Relax. Grab yourself some wine. Grab yourself some tea or some coffee, depending on the time of day. Relax. Kick off your shoes. If you are a returning listener, what's up, family? What's up, chingles? How you doing? How you living? How you living? How your mama and them? Thank you for tuning in again for another episode of Sodian Soapbox. So happy to have you here. All right, y'all. So we have another, what I consider a pretty good episode, but I'm gonna tell y'all right now, I'm literally going off top of the dome today because it's been a week, y'all. It's been quite a week. So we really just gonna dive right in, honestly, if I'm being honest. But I do apologize in advance if y'all hear any strange background noises. My upstairs neighbor's kids, which I name Sonic and Tails, be running around acting like they trying to get the golden rings. So if you hear any strange background noises, I apologize in advance. I will do my best to edit the noise out, but if you hear it sound like, loud running or this weird noises in the background, 9 times out of 10, it's Sonic and Tails upstairs acting like they trying to catch the golden rings. Because for whatever reason, the kids got the zoomies upstairs. And unfortunately, here in Korea, there's nothing I can really do about it with the upstairs neighbors. So just giving that disclaimer, because I already have strange noises with cars driving by and all that, but now I have to deal with Sonic and Tails upstairs. So there's that. But anyways, before we jump into today's episode, y'all already know what time it is. Please, please, please follow your girl on all social media platforms. That's Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's Shameless. Listo. Come talk to me. If you haven't already added me on social media, what are you doing with your life? Like, what's going on? Like, what? Go ahead and hit the follow button. Go ahead and make sure you run over to the socials. Hit me up. Come chat with me. Come talk to me. Let me know where you're listening from. Let me know what you like about the podcast. What's your favorite topics? Just again, come talk to me, come chat with me, and make sure you hit me up on the socials. Okay. Okay. All right. So, y'all already know we usually kick off our episodes with the first segment of Sodian's life update. So, y'all, I'm tired. I'm pigunheyo, I'm fatigued, like all the phrases, any way to express that I'm tired. And like not even in the sense that like I've been doing a lot of work. I don't know if it's because like obviously I've like started school again and I'm just getting back into the routine of going back to school and going into classes and things like that. But your girl is just, I'm just exhausted and I'm like, I'm tired. And it's crazy. And I say tired in the sense like I just don't have energy like that. And it's insane to me. Even like I'm recording on a Monday and I normally record on the weekends, but things just got out of hand this weekend. But yeah, like coming home, I just barely had any energy just to like walk home. And I'm like, yo, what is going on? So now I'm trying to like research and look into like supplements and vitamins to like help boost my energy. And the crazy part is like I drink a lot of water, I'm exercising, and I sleep pretty well. Like I try to get at least 7 to 8 hours of sleep, but like I just don't have the energy. And like even some of my grandparents were laughing at me because I was telling them like I wake up tired, I go to bed tired, and some of the members at my church, I was telling them the same thing, like I'm just tired all day, and they're like, oh, you need to exercise, and I'm like, I do exercise, like y'all not understanding, I just be tired, like I'm just consistently exhausted, and I don't have a solution for it. So I've been online doing some research and I saw something about ashwagandha being, it sounds like I'm speaking in tongues when I say that. But like I saw something about ashwagandha being helpful, but like, I don't know. Like I really need a solution and fast, because this is like the second full, this is like the second week of school, like full week. And I'm like, I can't be feeling like this early in the game. So I really need to find a solution. And the thing is, like, it sucks because I'm already taking so many supplements. Like, I already take vitamin C. I take vitamin D because I'm, like, genetically vitamin D deficient. And I take vitamin B12. And I'm like, bruh. Like, in the words of Marvin Gaye, what's going on? What's going on? Like, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. So, I don't know. If anybody who's a listener, like, if you're a health nut or just really into, like, vitamins or supplements and things like that, if y'all have any suggestion for me, please let me know, because I don't like this feeling at all. I don't like feeling... just like I feel like I have low energy. I don't necessarily feel sleepy. I just feel like I have low energy and it takes a lot to rev me up and get me going. And I just feel like essentially like I'm dragging my feet to get to the next thing or do the next thing. And my mind is just like mentally just like in a fog and I'm just like, ugh. I have to do this and I have to do that. And it's like, oh my God, I got to do that too. So I just feel like I'm in a mental, like I'm just slugging along, or I'm just like trudging along is what I feel like essentially. But yeah, I mean, other than that, like I said, I'm back to working out. I'm trying Pilates since that seems to be all the rave. I'm not gonna lie, it's pretty hard because like all the movements are very slow and intentional, and I'm used to like HIIT cardio or like kickboxing or dance and things like that. So I'm used to fast-paced movements, and Pilates is very slow, and that's a little difficult for me because I want to move through the motions quickly. Everything is with intention and with a purpose, and I'm like, okay, I get it, but I'm like, bruh, I'm sure obviously I've seen people get amazing results with Pilates, but this is very difficult for me to get through. I wanted to just give it a try because again, I'm seeing that it's all the rave, and I was like, let me give it a try, see what the hype is about. I get it, but I don't know if it's necessarily for me. I'm going to give it a try for the next couple of weeks, see if I can push through it. Otherwise, I think I'm just going to go into some other routines because I know they say slow and steady wins the race, but I think because I've been in Korea and I'm all about that pali pali, and I think it's starting to like get to me because I'm just like, bruh, this slow and steady motions is like crazy to me. But like I said, I'm going to give it a try. Maybe I'll come back and give some updates on if I see any change in my body or how I'm feeling with the Pilates. Because I did yoga for a while, and I really like yoga. But I don't know if I can really get into Pilates like that. Because I'm just like, bruh, I don't know. But yeah, we'll see how that goes. Other than that, as far as life update goes, I really don't think there's anything else. Like I said, school's back up. So I've been back on my grind, back on my hustle with school and classes and everything. And so, yeah, it's been pretty chill with that. But yeah, I think that's pretty much my life update. I think back in the States, it's daylight savings time. But here in Korea, there's no such thing. It basically just all of a sudden, the sun stays up longer. So there's that. Oh, this isn't necessarily my life update, but the Oscars just went on and I need to rant. I need to rant. I know there was already the hashtag Oscars so white, but I need to rant for a second. Now, I know my good auntie, Angela Bassett, didn't give us that whole speech about losing her son and her husband, didn't speak in a Wakandian accent, and speak in Creole, and die, only for the Oscars to embarrass her and she not win an Oscar award? Are y'all for real? Are y'all for real right now? Stop playing in our faces. Now, for me, I feel like Angela should have been won an Oscar, because between her playing Tina Turner, her being in Malcolm X, her being in How Stella Got Her Groove Back, definitely her her role in Waiting to Exhale. Are you serious right now? Are you serious right now? The Angela Bassett to this day does not hold an Oscar. Y'all playing. Y'all legitimately playing. Because how, Sway? How? Like, I'm legitimately upset. I literally saw it on the internet and I just couldn't even fathom. Even her face, she looks so disappointed. She looks so hurt. She looks so upset. Like, she just couldn't even believe. Like, Jamie Lee Curtis? Seriously? Get out of here. Be for real. Be for real. Jamie Lee Curtis won over Angela Bassett? Don't make me cuss. Be for real right now. Because how, Sway? Nah. But I do appreciate Michael B. and Jonathan Major getting up there and at least acknowledging her and just saying that they love her, because that hurt on a, like, across the entire Black community. Because again, Angela Bassett not having an Oscar. And like, I saw some people saying like, oh, her time will come. Her time will come. When? When she's 6 feet under? Because if this movie wasn't the movie to get an Oscar, what movie is she? Like, what movie will? Especially when this movie was like to honor Chadwick. What movie will be the movie that she will get an Oscar? Riddle me that, Batman. What movie will be the movie? Because if you look at her filmography, again, like I said, she should have been won it. She should have been won an Oscar. But for people saying like, oh, her time will come, her time will come. When will her time come? Because if she didn't get it off of Tina Turner, if she didn't get it off of being a supporting role in Malcolm X, Waiting to Exhale, like, don't make me pull up her film. Don't make me pull up her films, because you're telling me Angela Bassett, in all of her, like, being the badass that she is, you mean to tell me what's Love got to do with it didn't win her an Oscar? Waiting to Exhale didn't win her an Oscar? How Stella Got Her Groove Back didn't win her an Oscar? Meet the Browns? Olympus Has Fallen? Bruh, the way she... Akeelah and the Bee didn't win her an Oscar? Vampires in Brooklyn didn't win her an Oscar? Malcolm X didn't win her an Oscar? I'm going through her discography, I don't care. The Rosa Parks Story didn't win her an Oscar? She was also in London Has Fallen. The Jackson movie didn't win her an Oscar? Are you for real right now? Are you for real right now? Stop playing in my auntie's face. Stop playing in my auntie's face. Because how, Sway? How? Nah. Y'all mad disrespectful. And I know some people were like, oh, that's why we don't even watch the Oscars. The Oscars ain't for us. I get that. I absolutely get that. But this is the one time that they really tried to make an example because of the freaking slap. They really said, oh, ain't none of y'all winning nothing. They said after the Will Smith and Chris Rock situation, they said none of y'all winning nothing. But that, like, Angela Bassett didn't deserve that at all. Like, that legitimately, I don't normally, like, take up for stuff like this, because, like, the whole Chris Rock I know he had his little comedy special. Don't care about that, because Chris Rock to me is like the awkward black kid that tries to make jokes. And you either find the awkward black kid funny or you don't. So I'm not even going to address his comedy special because I don't care. I think the last time I found Chris Rock funny was he had a movie about him trying to be president or whatever. And it was him and Bernie Mac, rest in peace. Like, that's probably the last time I found Chris Rock funny, if I'm being honest. And let me get one rib. Like, outside of that, I really don't recall. And I'm not saying, like, he hasn't had funny specials. He's had, but I've never been, like, Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence have been, like, my favorites. And, like, the Kings of Comedy. Those have been my favorites. Like, Steve Harvey, Cedric the Entertainer, Bernie Mac, the old D.L. Hughley, not the current D.L. Hughley. Those have been my, like, who I found funny. And then the, like, Kevin Hart when he was first doing his original stand-ups. But granted, like I said, Chris Rock is up there as a legend, but I'm not gonna give any energy to that because, like I said, Chris Rock is the awkward black kid that makes the jokes, and it's very clear that he likes to, you know, chuck and jive for the white heat days. And so I'm just not going to pay him any energy. But Angela Bassett, though? Nah. I don't like how y'all played in my auntie's face. I legitimately do not. And that legit makes me, like, angry. Like, be for real. Be for real. Because there's no way you're saying, like, her time will come. Because unless y'all going to give her an honorary award for when she's gone, like, her time should have been now. And I'm not saying she's not going to come out with other great movies. But, like, this was the time. This was it. All right, let me get off this, because y'all going to legitimately piss me off. Like, y'all going to let me legitimately piss me off. So let's just jump into our church announcements, and then we're going to jump into today's topic. So here are your church announcements. All right, y'all already know, your girl is a small content creator. There's only one thing that I ask of you, my listeners, and that's to show how much you love my podcast. So what I need for you guys to do is to head over to Podchasers and find this podcast, leave your girl 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And to write 1 to 2 lines on why you love my podcast. I would just really appreciate it if you would just rate my podcast 4 or 5 stars. And it has to be specifically Podchasers, because I know I have some listeners who listen on Google, who listen on Apple or Spotify. But the thing is that the recognition and the acknowledgement comes through Podchasers. That's where you get sponsorships. That's where you get any type of accolades. It comes through Podchasers. That's why I specifically indicate that's where you need to go. So here's what you guys need to do. Simple instructions. Simple. As a teacher, I'm going to give you the steps 1, 2, 3. Step number 1, go to podchaser.com. That's podchaser.com. Step number 2, find your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin's Soapbox. That's Sorin apostrophe S, Soapbox. Step number 3, when you find your favorite podcast, this one, you're going to leave me 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then you're going to write 1 to 2 lines saying why you love this podcast. Okay? See? 3 easy steps. It be that set. Fini. Finito. Conasa. Finished. And that's it. And it does so much for someone like me who's a small content creator just trying to grow her platform. That's all I ask. And I thank you in advance for helping me, because then it allows me to continue to make content just for you. So again, I thank you in advance. And that is the end of our church announcements. So now let's jump into today's topic. So today's topic is a little unconventional, if we're being honest, but let's be honest, like, none of my topics are necessarily conventional. I usually am inspired by something random, or I see something, I hear something, or whatever the case may be that kind of inspires a topic. So today's topic is actually inspired by a Twitter thread that I saw. And it was basically, if you didn't know, obviously, I am a 90s baby. And 90s music reigns supreme. That goes from Spice Girls, Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, 98 Degrees. I mean, I could go on and on. All the music. I am a big fan of 90s music. To this day, I'm still very much embedded into 90s music. But anyways, I saw a thread that basically was talking about Christina Aguilera. And don't get me wrong, love Britney, but I was always a Christina Aguilera girl. Always, always, always. I felt like she was the better singer of the two. Please don't come for me. Don't come for me. I just feel like she was the better singer of the two. I could relate more to her songs versus Britney songs. Now, obviously, learning all the history behind Britney and the conservatorship and things like that, I now understand, like, the song Lucky from Britney, obviously, like, she was singing about the things she was actually going through. But at the time, being 13, 14, 15, I didn't know what she was talking about. The stuff that Christina was talking about, I just felt like it was a little bit more relatable. And I don't know, maybe it's because, like, she was Hispanic and I was also an immigrant. I don't know, maybe that kind of added to it. Don't know. But I love Christina a little bit more than I liked Britney. But if you ask me now, I would be totally here for, because I think I heard something about AJ and Lance talking about doing a reunion tour concert of NSYNC and Backstreet Boys. I would be here for it. And I need Christina and Britney to jump on board and give me a whole 90s reunion tour, almost like the Millennium Tour with like B2K and all them. I just need that, but like 90s pop. So if like somebody can put a call in for Backstreet Boys, NSYNC, Britney Spears, and Christina Aguilera, squash whatever beef y'all have, work it out, get a therapist and a psychologist or whoever else, get a pastor, help y'all work it out and go on tour. I need that. So 14-year-old me who had to sneak and listen to the music because my pastor of a father would not let me listen to those music. I need all y'all to go ahead and go on a tour. So 35-year-old me can relive the dreams I couldn't live back then. Okay. Okay. Call me if you want to, you know, if you need me to go ahead and help with the marketing and the PR stuff, because I'm your girl. I'll do it. But anyways, on Twitter, I saw the thread and it was just like, which Christina Aguilera song must go? It was Christina Aguilera's Genie in a Bottle, Christina Aguilera, What a Girl Wants, Christina Aguilera, Dirty, and then Christina Aguilera, Beautiful. So I definitely will put a poll up on my page to ask which one would you choose, but we're going to obviously veer off a little bit from the topic, but I, as far as songs that must go, if I have to choose, I would say What a Girl Wants. I would say What a Girl Wants has to go. Because I really like Genie in a Bottle. I really love Dirty. And I really love Beautiful. While I liked What a Girl Wants, it wasn't like my favorite. It wasn't my favorite. The person who posted this, they said Genie in a Bottle. I could see why, but I'm going to go with What a Girl Wants, but I'd love to know what your favorite is. But anyways, as I was saying this, I realized like Stripped from Christina Aguilera was my absolute favorite from like start to finish. Every song on this album was a hit. Every single song on this album from Can't Hold Us Down, Walk Away, Fighter, Infatuation, Loving Me For Me, Impossible, Under, like the entire album from start to finish. But anyways, I'm gonna obviously take this left. I'm titling this episode Stripped because that's what we're gonna do. Not physically, obviously, because we're keeping this PG, but we're gonna get a little vulnerable. We're gonna get a little transparent. We're gonna get a little honest. So seeing that post somehow inspired me to want to be vulnerable, like the album, because the album was very, she was exactly that. Like, she was being very transparent and very vulnerable and very honest with her audience. And I don't know, like, thinking about that album just got me thinking about, like, my experience in the past year here in Korea. And as y'all know, that's basically the content that I put out, is wanting to be as transparent and as vulnerable within boundaries with you guys. And one of the things that I can say honestly that I've kind of struggled with, especially like here in Korea, is that I struggle with my body, in the sense of like I mentioned earlier, like me exercising. And obviously for myself, I want to exercise because obviously health is important. Health is wealth, as they say. But also, it's kind of hard because here in Korea, you know, everywhere you turn, you see posters of plastic surgery. You see advertisements to get just all sorts of work done. Like, even some of my students, they talk about how they're on a diet. And I'm talking about middle school and high school students. They're, in my eyes, because again, body dysmorphia and all of these things are very, very, very much real. And I do want to put a trigger warning on all of this episode, that if, you know, body dysmorphia, dieting and things like that, if that does trigger you, that I want you to be able to click off this episode, and you're more than welcome to just join me on the next one, because I definitely don't want to trigger anyone who struggles with their body and their self-image and things like that. I don't want anyone to feel triggered or feel alarmed in their body. So if that is the case for you, please, I'll meet you on the next episode. No harm. I won't be hurt. But I do want to just talk about that a little bit, because in reality, we live in a world where we scroll on Instagram and everybody has the BBLs and everybody has that Instagram bot, you know, baddie body that we're all used to, versus like here in Korea, everybody wants to be slim, everybody wants to be skinny. And it's kind of hard to be able to just accept your body for the way God naturally made it, because seeing everybody else is like, dang, like everybody's getting work done. Should I get some work done? Should I do some work here and get something done there and get a shot here? Like, it's just crazy that it's almost insane that, like, if you have a natural body, you're almost an anomaly, essentially. Because again, going back to my students, I have a lot of my students that, to me, they're pretty thin, but they don't eat lunch, or, you know, they're always telling me, oh, teacher, like, I'm fat. I'm on a diet. And I'm looking at them like, why are you dieting? And their version of a diet is like, they barely eat. And my initial response is like, I'm concerned for them. But it's not even that, it just starts when they're young. Like, I know women who are mothers, they've had like 2-3 kids, they're married. And this is the point where you would think like, you quote unquote won already, because, you know, for us, or I shouldn't say for us, but for some people, you think like, oh, you're maintaining a certain body image because you want to get married, or after you have kids, you want to maintain your health because you don't have 2 babies, you want to take care of your health, you want to exercise to get the body you had before you had kids. But it's like, I know women who don't have kids, had the husband, had all that, and they're still dieting the same way as if they're back in high school, and they're not eating lunch, they're not eating dinner, they're not eating certain meals. And it's just like, oh, if I eat too much, then, and I'm just like, at what point is enough is enough? Like, at what point do you get to the end of the line when it comes to dieting, when it comes to watching your weight and watching your figure? I feel like the goalpost for all of these things is constantly moving. And I'm not even going to lie to you. Like, even for me, it's starting to take a toll on me, because here in Korea, it's like, I'm always constantly getting told, oh, mani mogoyo, which means like, oh, eat a lot. But then I feel like while they're telling me eat a lot, they're also kind of judging me that I'm eating a lot at the same time. So then I become like low-key self-conscious at the fact that like me, I love food. I'm a foodie. I'm going to eat. Because to me, I'm like, what's the point of living life if I can't enjoy the food that I eat? What's the point of traveling to different places and traveling all over the world and I can't enjoy the food that I eat? I told y'all in the last episode, I went home and I ate good. I ate Haitian food. I ate Dominican food. I ate Cuban food. I ate Vietnamese food. I had regular food, like Five Guys. Like, your girl ate good. And I didn't feel no shame about it. Because guess what? Who gonna check me? Like, my favorite meme is, who gonna beat my ass? Like, I love food. But it's like, once I'm here and people see how I eat, it's almost like I feel these eyes on me, like, oh, you really about to eat this? Oh, you really about to eat that? And so now, like, there's this self-consciousness about me eating. And, you know, there's the comments of like, oh, you lost weight. Oh, you look better now. Or, oh, you gained a lot of weight. And it's just like, I don't need you worried about my weight. And I'd be quick to tell them, I'm not Korean. Like, that's always my response when people talk about my body shape or my weight. And I'm like, I'm not Korean. I'm shaped like a bucket of KFC. I got hips, thighs, and breasts for days. Like, I'm not built like a Korean. And I'm not even saying that to be funny or to like down them, but it's just like, I'm not built like y'all. And that's okay. You're built the way you are, but I'm built the way I am. But it's like, you know, this constant thing of having to, this inner struggle for me of like dealing with my own body and being comfortable in my skin. Because while I very much know to myself, I'm attractive and I'm beautiful and I love myself. Like I said, seeing everybody get work done, whether it be the Instagram BBLs or hearing my students talk about they're on this diet or they're taking this diet pill, or even seeing my students, they're getting double eyelid surgery because somehow that's supposed to be more appealing and get them more opportunities. I don't know, child. That's still very much interesting to me. I'm trying not to call things of different cultures weird, but that's just very interesting to me because in America, I ain't never heard nobody get a job off of the fact that they had a monolid or a double eyelid. That's just never been something that I've heard of. Like, oh, you got double eyelids? Oh yeah, you got the job. Like, that's just, and I'm trying not to make that, like, make a joke out of that. But like, that's just very strange that something that simple apparently makes or breaks you. But unfortunately, because we do live in a very superficial society that bases everything off of what you look, unfortunately, people are going to this length. Like, I can't tell you how many of my students say that their graduation gift is getting double eyelid surgery. And I'm like, meanwhile, in America, we want cars, we want vacations, we want all types of stuff. And here, they want double eyelid surgery. And I'm like, the dichotomy is crazy. It's really crazy. And unfortunately, like I said, like, because I've been here almost like 4 years, I would be lying if I didn't say, like, I haven't thought about going into a doctor's office and deciding, like, what can I change about my body? What can I change about myself? Now, obviously, like, I'm very much happy about my body type. But one of my biggest struggle areas is my stomach. And there's a lot of, like, even my own friends have been like, oh, we went and got the fat, it's like this fat melting shot, and to help them lose stomach weight or like the fat around their stomach. And I'm like, I'm not even gonna hold you. I'm low-key tempted to do that because at this point it's like, one, I've already like been working hard to lose the weight. And before I came to Korea, I had lost a lot of weight. And then I came to Korea and I gained most of it back. And that's the thing. Most people assume, oh, Koreans are healthy. They eat healthy. They walk a lot. And I'm like, no, all false. All false. I'm like, most Koreans here, they love ramen. ramen has a lot of sodium and a lot of their foods have a lot of sugar in it. That's the thing they don't tell you. A lot of the foods here have a lot of sugar. They put a lot of sauces on their foods and some of that has sugar. You really don't walk as much as you think you're walking, especially if you live in like Seoul or any of the metropolitan areas. You're mainly on the subway half the time, or you're on the bus half the time. And then people here in the corporate world, they work 10 to 12 hours a day. So you're in a sedentary job most of the time. They're really not. And then what they don't tell you is that a lot of the people who are small, it's either one, genetics, or two, like I said, they're doing a lot of work, or they're taking a lot of dietary supplements, pills, things like that. Now, I'm not saying there are people who do work out and do go to the gym and all that, but like, that's not necessarily the case. There's a lot of harmful dietary mentality here, as well as habits. And then not to mention, everybody here drinks, and a lot of people here smoke. Every night, I have a coworker. He drinks 3 to 4 bottles of soju, goes to bed, wakes up, goes to work, and does it all over again. And he's not the only one. Like, I remember telling him I had trouble sleeping, and he was like, oh, why don't you just drink some soju to help you go to sleep? And I was like, that's not the answer to everything. What are you talking about? But like, a lot of coworkers, like a lot of the drinking culture is serious here. And so that adds to it. And the people here who diet, who work out and stuff like that, the food that they eat is like ridiculous. Again, not saying that you can't lose weight here, but the way the food be restricted, I've seen, it's like you'll eat like a sweet potato, you'll have like salad every day. And I'm not a salad person. Don't get me wrong. I'll tear up a Chick-fil-A salad, but every day, it's a no for me, dog. It's a no for me. So I don't know. I know I'm just ranting and raving, but like, I'm just being honest and being transparent that like, I've struggled with accepting my body in the past 3 or 4 years, because before I really didn't have any question about how much I loved myself and my body. But coming to Korea and really will chip away at your definition of how much do you love yourself. Like, Korea will, if you're not really secure in how much you love yourself, how secure you are, how confident you are, then Korea will really chip away at it. And like, which is why a lot of times people be like, oh, you're so confident. Like, why? Like, I've had people ask me, why am I so confident? Because at my body, at my shape, I shouldn't be confident. I shouldn't be. I shouldn't wear the type of clothes I wear. I shouldn't be as confident as I am. I shouldn't be as secure as I am. Like, none of these things. Because somebody my shape, somebody my size, shouldn't be. They don't even make clothes for me. So the fact that I dress the way that I do and I walk confidently, 9 times out of 10, I fake it. But that's fine. You got to fake it sometimes until you make it. But it's very contradictory to what they know here, because somebody who's my size and bigger should be shy, should be insecure, should be, you know, shrinking themselves. And I take up space. I wear the bright colors, especially now that it's starting to warm up. All of my bright colors are going to start popping up, and people don't know how to act, because here in Korea, they wear the same colors. They wear black, white, and a little bit of navy. Like, they don't really venture outside of that. You may get a splash of like some few colors here and there, but it's real bland when it comes to colors. Like, don't let the K-pop stuff fool you, because when it comes to color coordination and colors, they stay real basic. Black, white, and khaki, and maybe some navy blue. But outside of that, like, somebody like me, I come outside with a yellow sundress, a pink sundress, orange, they're like, girl, what are you doing? Why are you out here as confident as you want to be? And like I said, I still walk out and I'm still like self-conscious and I'm still like aware, because obviously me being a foreigner, people are already staring at me. But now I'm doubly aware that, one, they're staring at me because I'm a foreigner, but two, I'm aware that like, I obviously don't fit in as far as like my body size, my my shape, my cult, like the way I dress, all of that. So it's just very difficult in navigating in this space in the body that I'm in. So like I said, it's hard because you feel like, okay, maybe I should take a look, because especially here in Korea, getting work done is a lot cheaper here than like anywhere else. Well, I've heard like other countries like Thailand, Singapore, and those countries, like it's cheaper there than it is here in Korea. But like in comparison to like going to Miami, for example, getting work done here in Korea would be nothing. But it's like, I'm telling you, like, I'm like, oh, you know, I could get this work done. I could get, you know, some liposuction. I could get this work done. And it's just like, but would I be happy though? Yeah, I would be happy with the body that I created, but it's not the body that God gave me though. And I'm not saying that anybody who has gotten work done or wants to get work done that like you're less than or anything like that. Like, do you, by all means, like if you got the coins, you got the bag, by all means, I ain't hating, I ain't mad at you. Do what you can, do what you want to do. But for me, I don't know. Like, I will say, like I said, that whole fat dissolving or fat whatever shot, I am highly contemplating it because I've had like stubborn fat in my midsection for a long time. Even when I lost a lot of weight, that midsection, I just couldn't get it to go down. So that I am highly considering. But I've never had any surgery in my entire life. No serious surgery where I've had to go under, like none of that. So the idea of getting liposuction or anything like that, or even getting a BBL or that type of thing, like that scares me. That legitimately scares me. And so I'm like, as much as I be thinking about it and contemplating it, I'm like, I don't think I could ever do it. Maybe after I have kids, if my body changes significantly, maybe I could do it. But that's the other thing, is that like you push a whole human out and people expect your body to somehow look a certain way. It's like I pushed out two, three big-headed babies, whole humans. And somehow I'm supposed to have the body of a 16-year-old, 17-year-old, 18-year-old. Like, y'all are sick in the head. Y'all are real sick in the head. Because how, Sway? Y'all see these random Instagram baddies and be thinking like that's the norm for everybody. Not thinking that they have a physical trainer on standby 24 hours, that they have a nutrition on call 24 hours, that they, you know what I mean? Like, they have access to things that regular people don't have access to. Or again, they just go and get surgery done. Like, y'all not thinking about these things. A mom bod is a mom bod. Why is it okay for a man to have a dad bod and everybody be like, oh my God, the dad bod is hot. But then as soon as a mom who physically pushes out kids or has a C-section, she's somehow expected to have this, you know, unrealistic body. Make it make sense. Make it make sense. Like, be for real. Be for real. Why is the dad bod sought after, but not the mom bod? Y'all be weird. Not y'all as in my family, because y'all have some sense, but everybody else, y'all be weird. Because that don't make no sense to me that y'all expect the moms to somehow, in between feeding the kids, doing laundry, working, taking care of house and home, doing all these things, is supposed to somehow find time to get her body back in shape, and she's dealing with postpartum 9 times out of 10. Y'all crazy. I think if men actually had to give birth, they shut the hell up. I think if men had to give birth, a lot of the issues and a lot of this, like all the stuff that has to go on, I think they shut the hell up if men had to give birth. So if they, I'm all in agreement of men having to give birth, because then maybe they could understand half the stuff that we go through as women and wouldn't be so quick to open up their mouth about, oh, you need to get yourself together. You're getting sloppy. You push a baby out. You give birth. you go through the labor pains and you carry the baby and you be up all hours of the night, you go through postpartum depression, you do all that, your hair fall out, your teeth fall out, I mean literally all the things fall out, and you tell me to get yourself, and I tell you to get yourself together. How about that? But yeah, like, I think for me, I just wanted to be honest and transparent with y'all that, like, while I've been struggling with my, with trying to accept my body in a world that's like telling me not to, and it's been very, very hard. If there's anybody else that's struggling like me, know that one, obviously you're not alone. You're not by yourself. And two, it's okay to reject the norm of the Instagram baddie aesthetic and to just say, like, my body is enough. Because again, like, I feel like having a normal body that hasn't been altered in some form of fashion can seem like an anomaly, can seem like a strange ordeal. But it's not strange because you're literally walking in the body that God gave you. And again, I'm not judging someone who's already got work done, who's already decided to alter or change. And again, I'm even somebody who's telling you that I'm considering getting something done myself. But at the same time, I'm aware that the body that I have is doing everything that God intended it to do. It's operating in the way that it is. And I feel like when we get stuck in this cycle of our bodies isn't good enough, like I keep saying, we're never present. Like, our body's doing everything that it's supposed to. It's pumping the blood that it's supposed to. It's beating at the right pace that it's supposed to. Our nervous system is operating as it should. Our eyes blink at the right amount of, I don't know, milliseconds as it's supposed to. Our eyelashes clean out whatever gunk is trying to get into our eyes. Our nose cleans out all the stuff that tries to get in. Our brains operate at the capacity that's supposed to. Like, every part of our body functions as it's supposed to without us having to dictate or tell it what to do. We don't have to tell our mouth what to do. We don't have to tell our nose what to do. Our eyes, our ears, our brain, our blood cells, our white blood cells, our red blood cells, our heart, our lungs, our kidney. Like, nothing. Everything in our body operates as it should. Our digestive system, everything. So I think that instead of having to constantly bombard our minds and our bodies with, oh my God, I need to diet. Oh my God, I need to eat this, or I can't eat that. I can't eat this, or I need to watch this portion. Like, I think we need to start operating in a place of gratitude and just tell our bodies, thank you. Thank you for operating as you're supposed to. Thank God or the universe that my body operates in the capacity that it does. Because let's be honest, how many times have you looked at a picture of yourself from the past and you thought you were fat, overweight, obese, whatever term you want to use, and you realize you weren't? Like, you realize you weren't. Like, I can't tell you how many times I've looked at a picture of myself from 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 15 years ago, and I was like, girl, you were never overweight. You never were. But because I was so stuck in my head, I couldn't even enjoy that moment. And that's what I'm telling you today, is to not beat yourself up about, oh my God, I feel overweight. And I'm not saying that you shouldn't work on being healthy. Work on being healthy. Make sure you're active. Make sure you're drinking your water. Take your vitamins. Do all the things to make sure you're in physical good health. Because again, health is wealth. You know, you should make sure you live a long-lasting life. Like, if you know diabetes is something that's prevalent in your family, do the work to make sure that that's not an issue for you. If you know that there are, you know, certain predisposition health concerns that happen in your family, take care of it. Like, for me, this is not sponsored, but I had my sister take 23andMe so that I can figure out what health concerns run into my family, because past a certain, my grandparents, I don't know. my mom has lupus, and that was something that was kind of unexpected. Nobody else in my family has lupus that we know of anyway. And she was misdiagnosed. We thought she had fibromyalgia. And we have no idea if this is something that's going to affect me or my sister. You know what I mean? There's family members that have had Alzheimer's. So that's why I have like a whole cabinet full of vitamins, more for preventative measures. So do what you have to take care of yourself and take care of your health, but don't be so stuck on diet culture that you can't just enjoy life. Like I said, I'm a foodie. I'm not about to travel to different countries and not eat because I'm so stuck on a diet, because I'm like, oh, I'm on keto. Again, I'm not trying to berate anybody who's on these types of diets. I'm not about to, you know, restrain myself from enjoying life. Like, if you have obviously legitimately dietary restrictions, like dairy and this, that, and the third, you know, do what you have to. Me, I'm lactose intolerant, but, you know, risk and reward, baby. But take care of yourself, but enjoy life. We literally only have one body. Don't run yourself ragged by deciding to be on a treadmill for 2 hours every day, but also don't be a couch potato either. You know, if you're gonna watch TV, at least, you know, stand up and walk a little bit. I mean, there's no commercials anymore, but like walk in the middle of your show. Or what me and my sister used to do was we had a little Stairmaster or like a stepper, and we used to do the stepper during our favorite show, or get you one of those treadmills without the handle and just walk during your favorite show. Like, get you a little, or go outside and touch some grass and walk around. Still be mindful of your health. But again, we only have one body. Appreciate the body that you're in. Don't beat it up, because your body registers those signals. When you show signs that you find disgust in your body, when you're displeased with it, it imprints it and remembers it. So then when you have certain experiences, your body doesn't react the way you want it to, because it remembers how disgusted you are, how displeased you are with it, all of those things. But if you treat your body with love, with joy, with gratitude, it's going to remember it. It'll respond accordingly. So that's all I really just wanted to say, is that like, you're not alone. I'm right in there with you. And I just wanted to, like Christina Aguilera's album Stripped. I know that was such a weird way to like introduce this topic, but remembering her album just reminded me that she basically stripped herself and wanted to be vulnerable. And the same way, I just wanted to be vulnerable about the fact that like, I very much struggle with being content in my body, and it's a daily struggle, but it's something that, it's a journey, obviously, like everything else. But I strive to be content in my body. I know that my body is not where I want it to be, but I'm happy with the body that I have, because there's so many other people who have less than me, who may not have limbs or may be stuck in a hospital bed and they need tubes and things like that to be able to eat and breathe and all of those things. And I'm not anywhere close to where they are. So the least I could do is be happy with the body that I have and work towards the goal in mind I have, but not kill myself to get to that point. So I hope you can love your body. And if I can give any type of assignment or homework, maybe take a look at your body in the mirror and just tell your body that you love it. Thank you. Thank your body for all that it's done for you up until this point. And if you've been harmful to your body, whether mentally or in any other way, apologize to your body. Promise that from this day forward that you'll do right by your body, that you will take care of it, that you will treat it with love and care and respect from this point forward. So with that being said, I'm going to wrap up today's episode. I really appreciate you guys for always tuning in. I know, again, sometimes I just be on my little, obviously, soapbox, and I just be ranting about whatever. Sometimes I know what I'm going to talk about, and sometimes I don't. And that could be a little bit stressful, but I'm just always grateful and appreciative of my listeners for just always tuning in and being faithful. It means a lot to me. So I hope that this episode resonated with you and touched you in some way. And I would appreciate it if you shared this episode. Maybe you know someone that struggles with loving themselves, loving their body, and just appreciating their body for what it is and just where it is. And so share it with someone today. If you can, that would mean a lot to me. And so with closing this episode, you guys already know what to do. Please, please, please follow me on all social media platforms. That's Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. The handle is Shameless Listo on all platforms. That's S-H-A-M-E-L-E-S-S-L-I-S-Z-T-O. Come talk to me. Come chat with me. Let's talk about, you know, being vulnerable. Like, do you struggle with accepting your body? And what's one way you plan to love on yourself and appreciate your body for where it is? Let's talk about that. And let's see how we can work together to show love and appreciation for our bodies, okay? And make sure also as well that you head over to Podchasers and show your girls some love on the podcast. Because again, that's the way that we can go ahead and get visibility for the podcast, okay? So that I can pump out more content and it shows the visibility for a small content creator like myself. So you're going to go to podchaser.com, look up your favorite podcast. That's this one, Sorin Soapbox, S-O-R-I-N apostrophe S, S-O-A-P-B-O-X. And make sure you rate this podcast 4 or 5 stars. 5 stars is preferred. And then write 1 to 2 lines on why you love this podcast, okay? I would greatly appreciate it, and I love you already for doing so, okay? And again, share the podcast with a friend. Tell them what's going down over here. We are a family. Bring in more people to join the family, okay? All right, so guys, I will catch you on the next episode. I love y'all. And so with that being said, your girl is off her soapbox. See ya.